This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Michael Pintabona.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton.
Support for marriage equality has come a long way. Back in 2004, when we wanted to say I do, support was at 38%. This year, it's gone up to 62%.
That's the start of the latest Aussie ad in the fight for equal marriage rights. The commercial features a range of well-known personalities explaining why they support marriage equality. Sydney flash mob organiser Dan Murphy produced the ad that featured hundreds of people creating a real-life pie chart to show stats in support of marriage equality. The ad is currently getting plenty of airplay on YouTube and is set to air on TV soon.
A trans man living in Sydney has received identity documents recognising him as male after a 16-month battle with the New South Wales Office of Births, Deaths and Marriages. Connor Montgomery, a member of lobby group Sex and Gender Education, applied to the Office of Births, Deaths and Marriages last April to alter his birth certificate's recording of female to male, but that application was refused as he had not had any kind of genital surgery. Montgomery's legal team fought that decision on the grounds he had undergone a bilateral mastectomy, and as breasts are a reproductive organ, he actually met the stated criteria.
Victoria's anti-bullying initiative, the Safe Schools Coalition, is set to be expanded after talks between the Education Minister and community representatives. Since its launch last year, 31 schools have enlisted to the coalition in an attempt to encourage a homophobia-free environment for students. Education Minister Martin Dixon said the coalition was important in addressing the needs of students who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgendered.
Gender-diverse activists have been left upset and angered by a decision by the World Professional Association of Transgender Health to include intersex as a mental health disorder in the latest version of its internationally accepted standards of care and ethical guidelines. At its conference in Atlanta, the group articulated its professional consensus about gender identity disorders. The guidelines also aim to help professionals understand the parameters within which they may offer assistance to those with such conditions, but the classification has been dismissed as rubbish by critics.
A recent Twitter forum on same-sex marriage reached more than 20,000 people and made thousands more individual impressions, according to organisers. A number of GLBTIQ organisations, including New Mardi Gras, The Star Observer and Australian Marriage Equality, took part in the forum. One of the major issues tweeted on the night was the importance of a big turnout at rallies outside the ALP National Conference in Sydney this December 3.
Reports that the schoolmates of a bullied US teenager who committed suicide taunted him even after he died have surfaced. Jamie Rodemier, who was openly gay, killed himself outside the family's suburban home in New York. One student at Williamsville North High School was suspended on Friday after reportedly harassing Jamie's 16-year-old sister Alyssa and the school's homecoming dance last week. Meanwhile, pop superstar Lady Gaga dedicated a recent performance to Jamie, saying the world had lost a special little monster.
Briefly in other news, a new French app for Android smartphones claims it can tell anxious mothers whether their son is gay by asking questions such as, does your son like to dress well and does he like musicals? And finally, gay rights in Eastern Europe suffered a major setback recently as pride parades were banned in the Serbian city of Belgrade.
And now to QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Women's cricket is starting up again in Melbourne and the league is looking for new members for the 2011 and 2012 season. Women of all ages and skill levels are encouraged to join up to their local club, where equipment and coaching can be provided to all members. Team Sydney will be holding their Sports Day Out on Sunday, October 9 at Sydney Boys High. It's a chance for the LGBTI community to gather information on sporting groups they may like to join. And Melbourne group the Sporty Dykes are getting ready for their spring and summer activity program. After trying their hand at Aussie rules, the girls will be getting into some rowing with the Argonauts this October and softball at the Edinburgh Gardens in November.
Any gay-related news or events happening in your community? Let us know. Email us at qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Michael Pintabona. We'll have more for you next time on QNN Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.